Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin was one of the bloodiest leaders of the 20th century, responsible for the deaths of millions of his own citizens. Yet many Russians today look up to Stalin as the leader who defeated Nazi Germany in World War II, and critics say President Vladimir Putin encourages this admiration in hopes that the former dictator's rehabilitation will mask his own record on human rights. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, some activists are trying to stop the glorification of Stalin and remind their fellow Russians of his crimes.
On a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, a dozen people, mostly elderly, have gathered in front of an elegant apartment building on a sun-dappled street in central Moscow. They've come to remember three residents who were arrested on trumped-up charges and then shot by Stalin's secret police more than 80 years ago.
Sergei Vasilyevich Polunin.
Ksenia Polunina speaks first about her father, a scientist and inventor. When Polunina was 7 years old, her father was taken from the family apartment, never to return. She says she was pretending to be asleep when her father came into her room for the last time to kiss her goodbye. When Polunina finishes, relatives of two other victims who lived there step up. One was a doctor, the other a member of Stalin's secret police, who was arrested by his own colleagues. The descendants screw three small metal plates next to the doorway, each with the name of a victim of what Russians call the Great Terror. The memorial plates are part of a civic initiative called Last Address, which has put up more than 900 of them on buildings across the former Soviet Union. It's a tiny step against forgetting, at a time when Stalin is seeing a revival as a great leader who defeated Hitler and turned a backward nation into a nuclear superpower. A poll published in April found that a record 70% of Russians believe Stalin played a positive role for the country. Lev Gudkov heads the independent Levada Center, which conducted the survey. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin is quietly rehabilitating Stalin. Gudkov calls it a cynical attempt by Putin to justify his own tough stance against domestic and foreign rivals, while at the same time discrediting pro-Western liberals. Gudkov says the worst thing is that young Russians don't know anything about Stalin's reign of terror. But there are efforts at education. Roman Romanov is the director of a new Moscow museum focused on the Gulag, as Stalin's vast system of prison camps was known. Romanov, who is 36, says most of the visitors are young people curious about the past. He says his generation will be the first to call what Stalin did to his own people a crime. Given the current political climate in Russia, where Stalin appears on t-shirts, coffee mugs and chocolates, that kind of reckoning with the past still seems elusive. But for Ksenia Polunina, who lost her father on a winter night in 1938, the tiny plaque on her childhood home is a huge achievement. She says she's thankful and happy that her father has finally returned home. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.